The Utah Transportation Authority's proposed plan eliminates all express buses between Utah County and Salt Lake and replaces them with the new Front Runner rail line, which opens December 10th.
It definitely will be a change for those commuters who are coming into downtown from either the South Valley or Utah County.
That's UTA spokesman Jerry Carpenter. He says the plans are to help align local bus services for commuters using the new line. One area is downtown Salt Lake City, which will soon have a second Front Runner rail station at the North Temple Viaduct. Carpenter says he anticipates the additional station will give commuters more options downtown.
It's a new station that was built to connect up the airport tracks line that will open in the spring to the Front Runner commuter rail line. We'll be opening that North Temple station before the airport tracks line opens in order to better accommodate the customers that'll be coming from Utah County on the new Front Runner line.
Carpenter says one advantage of the new station is that it will mean more bus services in the downtown area. He says the plan would change Route 500 downtown, which currently starts at the Salt Lake Central station on 600 West and goes to the state capitol.
The proposed change would be to have the 500 now go south to 4th South, then up State Street to North Temple, and then down and connect with the North Temple station. So it will not only serve the Capitol, but it will serve both of those Front Runner stations.
Under the plan, bus routes headed north will connect with the new North Temple station, while buses headed south will connect with the existing Central station. UTA has scheduled a series of 5 public hearings to discuss the proposed changes. The first will be Wednesday, August 15th at the Salt Lake City Main Library from 5 to 7 p.m. Carpenter says a final plan will be complete by late October. I'm Charlotte Duran, KCPW News.